Hello and welcome to Experience Share, a Pokemon podcast starring me, Char Tanner and friends, aka Tanner Green Ring, and my co-host, Double Colorless Energosh.
Oh, that's fun, because I just talked about how I like that energy, too. Thank you.
aka Josh Failstead. This is a Pokemon podcast wherein we play the Pokemon games gym by gym, week by week, although this week we are not playing gyms, we are playing...
Clubs,
because we are in the final episode of the Pokemon trading card game for Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
And we did it. We beat the game.
We did it.
Well, I beat the game.
I beat it.
Okay. I didn't want to speak for you, but it sounds like we've both beaten the game. We took on the four Grand Masters this week.
Yeah.
And
the granddaddies of Pokemon Trading Card Game Island.
Some of us pushed a little further, explored the island a little bit more.
Yeah.
Saw what else it had to offer, saw what other challenges it had to offer.
Well, I was so deep in the hole, man.
Some of us didn't.
I just had to spend all my time just trying to get a respectable number of cards that I didn't have time to do any post-game nonsense.
We played through the eight clubs in this game over the last couple weeks, and now we are at the Pokemon Dome, where the four Grandmasters live together.
I think it's fair to say. There's a door in the background of the main arena, which is like an elevated stage. What's the like Las Vegas like poker championship?
Oh, yeah.
It's like an elevated stage with just a felt-topped table, two chairs. And then the Grandmasters come out from the back, and that's probably where they live, I think. Yeah.
I think it's where they live, it's where they kiss, it's where they spend their lives together.
Oh, man, I hope they kiss.
God, I felt right at home in that fucking Grandmaster felt table, huh? Jeez Louise. Just tuck me in, because I'm home sweet home right there in that Grandmaster felt table.
You're the Grandmaster now?
Oh, I'm the Grandmaster many times removed.
Look at me. I'm the Grandmaster now.
Do the accent.
No, it's bad. You can't do that.
No, don't do the accent.
But you know that, Captain Phillips.
I just wanted to see if you would do it. Yeah. We did it, Josh. We beat the Grandmasters. We explored a little bit of the endgame content. One of us did.
I will say I tried to do the endgame content, and I was denied because you have to save scum. And, of course, it's no surprise that someone like you would be willing to save scum all over the place in order to trigger the events that you want.
You don't even really need to do any like tricky saving. You just need to have a passion for Pokemon trading card game and a willingness to do what it takes to get 220 cards of the available 226 cards.
Oh, so you didn't get all of them.
Not everyone is willing to put in that kind of work. Not everyone is that dedicated. Not everyone is furloughed from their jobs.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't mean to laugh at that, but that is true.
Which maybe has something to do with it.
I was making fucking keynote decks while you were making Pokemon trading card decks.
Keynote decks? What is it? Fucking 2016? Get on Google Slides. Keynote decks.
Well, Keynote is obviously superior, but Google Slides is good.
It's so much easier to share.
It's good for collaboration, but in my workflow, I'm leading the deck creation, so I don't need to have the inferior tools of Google Slides.
Okay, well, good luck sharing with your fucking client.
Keynote, I give them a bespoke experience,
I think,
that they love.
One of us is being pigheaded about this. I've already sort of revealed what I'm working with in terms of cards.
Yeah.
But we may as well officially introduce the segment, and the segment is called Card Check.
Card Check.
Card Check. And I would love to hear a little bit about your deck, how many cards you've amassed, who is some of your favorite Pokemon were this week. I just want to know it all, Joshua.
You are acting like a know-it-all in this game.
Well, I do know a lot about this game now because I have dedicated quite a lot of time and energy towards it. And at least, and you know, and I'm glad one of us did because we're fucking Pokemon journalists here.
Yeah.
We're here to help the people learn more about this game. And
we're here to share our experiences, and sometimes one person has more experiences than the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's good. You know, it'll help us kind of like paint a richer tapestry. You're down there doing like a lot of the like primer, like you're painting the gray background on the canvas.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here like adding the flourishes, like Adam reaching out to God and touching fingertips. And that moment of electric charisma between mortal man and the endless God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's me. I am that moment of inspiration. I am that moment of ultimate charisma.
Normally, you wouldn't be able to get that inspiration without my divine guidance.
You're the guy who was up there before I got there.
I think that I'm the God passing it to you.
You're the guy who was up on that scaffolding in the Sistine Chapel before I got there, just painting it all white.
Okay.
You know? Give him something to work with.
Man, I wish we could have battled our decks with this kind of fucking talk.
I would have owned you so hard.
That's probably just because you started building out actual, like, tourney decks with your, like, haymaker obsession, which is the whole reason you're trying to get all these cards. I'm making my own shit. I'm the one who's blazing my own trail.
I built two beautiful decks this week.
Beautiful, huh?
Beautiful decks.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm pretty proud of the deck that I ended up
with. How many cards you got?
213.
Pathetic.
Whatever those other seven are that I don't have that you have are trash, because what could they be that I need them for?
Pathetic.
I was very satisfied with everything that I was able to do.
Okay.
I don't need them. I don't need them.
Whatever you need to tell yourself to sleep at night.
Let us remind the bug catchers, the club members, there are 226 cards in the game. You didn't get all of them either.
No, there's several I couldn't get.
We both failed. Both failed.
There's several I couldn't get because of something called card pop.
Yeah.
And because of fucking Ishihara, the goddamn icebox Ishihara, who, like, wouldn't give me the goddamn time of day, no matter what I did.
I finally did that Clefable surfing Pikachu trade.
What?
I don't know why I was able to do it.
Why did this guy just never give me the fucking time of day?
Because you're too hot-headed, and you're going around like you're this big hotshot fucking Pokemon trainer.
I am a big hotshot!
And he likes that I'm humble, and I'm trying my best.
Your best isn't good enough.
Well, you don't have a surfing Pikachu, and it's a sweetie.
213 sucks. You failed.
Fuck you.
You failed in your mission. There's still 13 cards
out
there. We both
failed in our missions. We both failed in our missions.
And I'm willing to admit that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm right there on the beaches with you. We both got off our little boats, and like those planes were coming over and gunning people down. And some other Pokemon card battler is there on the beach, and he gets blown up by a landmine, and he's like trying to like shovel his intestines back into his guts.
Man, did you get Memoir 44 and you've been playing a World War II board game as well during the quarantine? Because that's exactly where my mind is at.
We're both on those fucking beaches, man. We both failed.
I just had more guts spilling out than you.
You had a little more guts spilling out. Yep.
And my total number was 1,532.
Respectable.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking cards when you really think about it.
Nobody needs that many cards. When I built my last deck, I had 22 drowsies.
That's too many drowsies.
Who the fuck needs 22 drowsies? Nobody.
Drowsy sucks, but did you have...
It's fine. It's got headbutt.
Did you have any Pokemon you were satisfied with this week? Or any cards?
I was very satisfied to discover...
Okay, easy.
There is another Raichu card in this thing.
Interesting.
Because I was never super pleased with that Raichu. And I did use the other Raichu in my Brainstorm deck, as we all know. The other Raichu, which is rare, but it's not as rare as this one, is a level 40. And it has 80 hit points. It has agility. And it has Thunder. And the Thunder does 60, but if you flip a coin, it can do 30 damage to itself.
Yeah.
If Tails. So, not great. I negated it with my Alakazam and Slowbro backbench. But this other Raichu, have you seen this boy?
I mean, I must have. I think I probably have it.
It's a very jolly looking Raichu. This Raichu is level 45. It has 90 hit points.
Not bad.
It's only weak to fighting. And then its only move is 4 lightning, and it's Giga Shock, and it does 30 damage. But you also choose 3 of your opponent's benched Pokemon, and this attack does 10 damage to each of them, regardless of weakness or resistance.
Ugh.
So this Raichu is fun.
That is nice.
And it served me well against, what's his face, fucking Grandmaster Jack with his, like, water deck.
I faced off against a few trainers and battles this week where they had Pokemon who did a lot of bench damage. In fact, Jack,
oh my God,
the Grandmaster Jack with his Articuno's.
Blizzard?
Yeah, he has Blizzard, which does 50 fucking damage to your main Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then just like 10 to every other Pokemon on your bench. Although it can backfire, and he can do 10 damage to his own Pokemon.
Their whole thing, all these Grandmasters, I won't get ahead of myself, but their whole thing was like just chaos. Just chaos.
Yeah, they used like item cards more liberally than any Clubmaster or club member that I've seen so far.
Yeah.
In a way that was like kind of surprising. It was like, shit, is this like a real person I'm facing off with somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Raichu, level 45.
My other one, I was not intending to feature this one twice, but, you know, it's right there in the name, and it's Mewtwo, but it's level 60 Mewtwo, and it's a promo card.
Yeah.
You probably got this.
He's kind of got, like, angel wings behind him.
It's using Cyburn, which is its move. It's, like, radiating energy off of itself.
Like a white blob behind it. Is that the right one?
I can see your halo. Yeah.
Okay.
I could see Mewtwo's halo.
Yeah, I got that one.
When I was training to try to get a Hypno, I was getting a laboratory booster decks, and I went to the Psychic Club to train, and then I was talking to everybody in there, and I forgot about this guy who's in the game room at Psychic Club, and he gives you the Mewtwo level 60 promo card for beating Clubmaster Murray. Because he hates him also, apparently. Now, how could you not?
Yeah, he was a dork.
This Mewtwo, ooh, it's fun. So it's level 60, 70 hit points, respectable energy absorption. So choose 2 energy cards from your discard pile and attach them to Mewtwo. And then Cyburn, and it's 2 psychic and 1 colorless, 40 damage. So when we go into my deck, explain how this works more often.
He's getting choked up. Bugcatchers, he's getting choked up. He's getting very emotional.
It's just, you know, it's so nice to see all these Mewtwo cards and I get to use them again, seeing them in the wild. Yeah. I have this card in my collection as well.
Yeah.
So this is fun because you put it on the bench, and basically as soon as you've discarded energy or you've got a Mon who gets fainted and it's psychic, so if you're building a predominantly psychic deck, which I ultimately did, you bring the Mewtwo out and then it just summons the energy to itself. So ideally, you put an energy on it while it's on the bench, and then once you've got 2 in the discard, you bring it out to the front.
I see.
Summon the energy, and then just start popping off.
Yep.
It's good, and it's much better than the other Mewtwo that I had. But I like them both. This one's better.
Did you have any other favorite cards that you liked?
This has been, like, a cornerstone of all my decks, but it felt, like, weird that we never really highlighted Pokédex.
Yeah, I just have never gotten a good use out of Pokédex because I'm such a fucking, like, energy pig. You know?
Pokedex should still be useful for you.
But except the thing about Pokedex is you strip all the energy off your Pokemon, right?
No, man. Pokedex just lets you look at the top 5 cards of your deck and arrange them however you want. That's great.
Oh, I'm thinking of Pokemon Center.
Pokemon Center blows.
Pokemon Center makes you strip all your energy.
Pokemon Center blows.
I've never even entertained Pokedex.
No. I don't have time for that. My whole thing is like teching the bench. I'm not using a card that's going to wipe all their energy away.
No. I've never used Pokedex.
Oh.
You know what? I don't need to look at the top 5 cards in my deck because they're all fucking...
the same shit.
Slamajamas, king fucking Pokemon of shit mountain who are going to come and fucking wreck your shit.
Okay.
I don't need to look at the top 5 cards in my deck because you know who's going to be there? Fucking Hitmonchan, fucking Magmar, fucking Scyther, and they're all
and
gonna like
Electabuzz and all the shit
all
that everybody
uses. Energy on them, and they're all fucking powerhouses. And like, yeah, good luck.
Sure.
Oh, you want me to look at the top 5 cards in my deck? Okay, here I'm looking. Oh, this is gonna fucking hurt you.
Same old shit that everybody uses.
This will hurt for you.
Are you doing a Bane
it's
again?
The Bane again, yeah.
No more Bane. Although that one, at least we got the full quote. That was all right.
Yeah.
So whatever, Pokedex, I like it. I have a lot of Bills and I have a lot of Professor Oaks. And so Pokedex is great because it lets me choose exactly what I'm about to get. So I like Pokedex.
Fine.
If you don't, that's a whole lot of not my problem.
We're different people and we're different Pokemon trading card game players.
That's what makes it interesting.
Some of us are better. Some of us are worse.
One of us is a min-maxer who makes the decks that everybody likes. And some of us do our own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. So,
Joshua,
talk to us about your cards.
I accumulated 220 unique Pokemon cards in this game, and there are 226 total Pokemon cards available
so
in this game.
So, still not all of them.
There are several I could not get because of something called Card Pop, which is gross.
It's like Mystery Gift in the main video games, where you like... you connect with a friend's device, whether it's by proximity or by cable, and it just randomly gives you a couple of cards. I think it's two in this.
Card Pop.
Card Pop. And we couldn't do that, obviously, because we're responsible adults in the middle of a pandemic.
We had an opportunity to do it, but it was on Mother's Day, and my wife is a mother, so I couldn't...
Humble brag.
I couldn't be off card popping with my buds, you know?
Wow. Yeah, definitely not when you say it like that. And how many cards total do you have?
1759.
Good year.
1759, what happened?
It's not a good year.
I had a lot of Pokemon that I loved this week, but I've talked about most of them in the past. So instead, I'm going to focus on...
okay, interesting.
Two Pokemon cards, which I really loved, and one trainer card, which I really loved. The two Pokemon cards I loved were... Tangela, level 8.
Okay. And seems a little late game to be featuring that card.
And Tangela, level 12. And when we get to our segment, New Deck Check, I'll tell you all about a deck
I
built.
Did you do spaghetti and meatballs?
I didn't.
Okay.
I made a deck, which we'll talk about later, called It Takes Four to Tangela.
Oh, God.
And it was a Tangela-heavy deck. By which I mean it was only Tangelas.
Yeah.
Or things that can transform into Tangelas.
Oh, no.
And I just had a blast with it. Man, I love these dang Pokemon, and they're so much fun.
Tangelas. You've really, really run away with that Tangela standing.
And then the other card that I just really loved this week was Energy Removal. God damn.
Oh, Tanergy Removal.
What a beautiful card Energy Removal is.
That got me out a lot of fucking scrapes with the Grandmasters, actually. I almost made that my feature as well.
I have a Tangela-heavy deck, but I also have a deck called Squirt Squashers, which is kind of my Haymaker deck. And, like, first of all, it had a lot of energy removals in it, which was great.
Yeah.
But then it also had a lot of shit like Item Finder and Computer Search, which let me go and, like...
oh, wait.
Find more or reuse energy removals.
Is Item Finder good in this? I don't have Item Finder.
Oh, yeah, man. Item Finder's great.
I never even saw that. What does it do?
You discard two cards to go and find a trainer card in your discard pile.
Okay. I think Computer Search is more useful, but discard is fun, actually. They're both good.
But here's the thing, it's like...
they're two sides of the same coin. As
you can only have four of the same type of card in your hand, right? So... I had four energy removals, and I would spend one, and then you use Item Finder and throw away, like, some bench Pokemon or some energy cards you don't need to go and, like, retrieve the energy removal back from your discards.
I see.
And just keep dropping energy removals.
Interesting.
Before we talk about New Deck Check and before we get into the Grandmasters, I think we should take a break, because I have to make water.
Yeah. Well, that's gross.
All right, I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah.
Joshua.
We're back.
I have two decks of my own devious design. You're dubious about the...
origins?
Origins of one of my two decks.
Yeah, I think...
well, I'm dubious about your deck.
I think you've been corrupted.
Corrupted by fucking winning?
Slapped a name on there that's your own, but it's just...
corrupted by winning?
What are these decks that all these min-maxers are using?
Yeah, you're right. I am corrupted by winning. And you? You're not corrupted by winning. That's certainly true.
Not in this mini-series.
not in this miniseries.
But I'm used to it, generally.
Joshua, I would love to hear more about your deck that you went into the Grand Masters with this week in our segment, New Deck Check. Did you build a new deck to take on the Grand Masters this week?
I went in with my Watergate deck because Courtney has the legendary Moltres deck, so she's got a fire deck.
Yes.
We should explain this.
It's four battles in a row.
Yeah.
Against four Grand Masters who each have a legendary Pokemon card in their deck.
Yeah, and they sort of theme it around that card.
Yep, yep. So it's four battles in a row, but when you finish a battle, you have an opportunity to fuck with your decks a little bit.
Yeah.
And you can either go and switch to a pre-built deck that you have, or you can like edit a deck that you're working with, or whatever you want. So you don't have to take the same deck into all four battles.
Right.
Some of us did. Some of us have just such a fucking OP powerhouse of a deck.
I was curious about that. So you didn't bring multiple decks. You did also basically use one deck the whole time.
I used one deck, yeah.
Because you have slots, so you can go into it with multiple decks pre-built, but you really have to have a fuck ton of cards to pull that off.
Yep.
Over the course of fighting all the Grandmasters, I just changed my deck every time, so it was a little amorphous.
You edited your one existing deck?
Yeah, I was just editing the whole time.
Okay.
I was just nimble on my feet to adapt to what these people were throwing at me.
Smart.
And what I ended with was the Power Feel Joshua deck.
Okay.
Get it? Power Feel Joshua.
It's sort of a Ronald thing.
Yeah, but it's Power Feel.
Yeah.
Like powerful?
Powerful, Power Feel.
But then it's like my last name.
It's your last name.
Power Feel Joshua. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a remix of my favorites from this game.
Okay.
I went for what's effectively a psychic colorless deck.
Psychic normal.
Yeah, psychic normal is the equivalent.
My deck would absolutely obliterate your deck.
Because you got all your little Hitmonchans, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're going to have a lot of trouble with the majority of my deck, which is psychic.
What's good against psychic?
Psychic.
Okay.
So if you don't have any psychic, then you're going to have a little trouble.
I don't, but I feel like I would still do pretty well.
Well, we'll find out one day.
We'll find out one day.
One day, we'll find our way back to Hatley's.
Hopefully.
And why it's Power Fiel is because the back bench is powering up the front line, and the front line is protecting the back bench as it gets powered up. So the front line is predominantly Jinxes. It's Mr. Mime. Unfortunately, I had to bring in Mr. Mime because that invisible wall is fucking useful in this situation.
Yeah.
Kangaskhan's my consistent favorite. And then there's like a Renegade, Chansey, and Snorlax because they're just there. They're tanks. They're just there to soak up fucking damage.
Chansey and Snorlax are both dry savanna before the absolute raging wildfire that is Hitmonchan.
Yeah, I mean...
I can eat through a Chansey, I can eat through a Snorlax in two turns with my Hitmonchan.
Any of those colorless up front are just like, they're a meat shield. I don't care. I don't care about that shit. And also, what would you do about the Jinxes or the Mr. Mimes, by the way? That's a problem for you.
Burn them to death with my mighty Pokemon.
Well, you know why that would be a problem? Because we have Alakazams in the back, moving all the damage around.
That's fine. I do so much damage.
What we're building for, we're trying to get out that level 60 Mewtwo. We're trying to get out... I threw in a Hypno as well, because Hypno has this cool ability.
Well, you had 23 of them, so...
Well, I have 22 Drowsies.
Oh, right.
I only have one Hypno at the moment. And that was what I was going through the Psychic Club to try to get. I want a bunch of them. I want more of them, but it's rare. Hypno has 90 hit points, but it has Prophecy as its Pokemon power. Look at up to three cards from the top of either player's deck and rearrange them as you like.
This is just your fucking thing, huh?
Yes, because I'm trying to just cycle through cards and get the exact cards that I want in order to evolve and power up my Pokemon, and then they come out swinging.
That's your mistake, man. No one should be evolving. Evolving is a waste of time.
I just think it's fun, and Wigglytuff is a big part of this. I have two Wigglytuffs, and then I got three Jigglypuffs.
It's just a lot of deck space, man.
Especially because I have these Alakazams. I got a bunch of Abras. I got Jinxes. I got all these people who are filling the bench, and then the Wigglytuff can come out and do the wave, baby.
I did have Wigglytuff do the wave on me several times this week.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
You don't like the deck. I like it. It was fun. The other part I should mention, it's got a bunch of energy removals and gusts of wind. So there's a lot of like control for your bullshit.
Gust of wind is nice.
Where I'm just removing energy and I'm gusting out anyone I don't want to deal with at the moment. Gust of wind removes the opponent's attacking Pokemon and you can swap it with whatever you want from their bench.
It's so beautiful because it's like, they throw in like a Snorlax with 100 hit points and you're like, fuck, I'm gonna have to like grind through this fucking Snorlax for a minute. And then you're like, oh, never mind. I'll just Gust of Wind and pull in their like Kubone with 4 hit points.
Right.
And kill it in one hit.
I did that all the time.
Yeah. Gust of Wind is a great, great card.
Gust of Wind was also a favorite along with energy removal. And then, yeah, it's got a bunch of, you know, Professor Oak's builds, Pokedex. That's it. Power Fiel. Joshua. Okay.
What's that sound?
So this is your own little Terminator theme.
It's Squirt Squashers.
Okay.
And they've blown through the backdrop, and here they are at Squirt Squashers. And there in the front is my boy Hitmonchan.
Yeah, of course.
With his one fighting energy jab, which does 20 damage. And his three energy mega punch, or whatever it's called, which does...
Special punch.
Special punch, which does 30 damage. Oh!
40.
40 damage so fast. You get a fucking Hitmonchan out quickly. You get one goddamn fighting energy on him and you're done. You're set, baby.
Everybody likes that Hitmonchan.
You're set, baby. Who's that behind Hitmonchan? Oh, I hate looking at him.
Magmar.
But I love watching him work, and it's Magmar.
You hate to watch him come in and you love to watch. No, wait. Yeah, you'd also love to watch him leave.
Yeah, because I love his ass.
Because no, he's fucking hideous. You love to watch. You love both sides. You love it when he comes out. You love it when he leaves, too.
I hate it when he comes out because I hate looking at him. And I love it when he leaves because I love his tight little butt. It's Magmar. Again, one fucking fire energy on this thing. He can do smokescreen, which only does 10 damage, but also leaves the attacking Pokemon's attack up to a coin flip.
Right.
Which is just a beautiful little mechanic that I love.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I hate it.
Who's that behind Magmar? Scyther. You keep him on the bench. You build up some colorless energy on him so that he can do Slash, which does 30 damage all day, all night.
Right.
Behind Scyther, you got Electabuzz. Again, Electabuzz, one lightning energy on that son of a gun.
Well, Electabuzz has been my boy throughout this, yeah.
You throw one lightning energy on Electabuzz, and you've got yourself a...
Thundershock?
Thundershock, which is only 10 damage, but again, on a coin flip.
We're talking about Electabuzz level 35, by the way. Level 20 is trash.
Oh, I don't even pay attention to that shit. No, no, no. The other one sucks. My Electabuzz, for just one lightning energy, will do Thundershock, which is 10 damage, and you flip a coin, and the defending Pokemon is paralyzed. If you can manage to get two energy on this guy, then it's the Thunder Punch, which is a fine move. Like, it does 30 damage, and if you flip a heads, you do an additional 10. If you flip a tails, you do 10 damage to yourself. But this thing has 70 hit points.
That's risky, and you don't have any Alakazam or Slowbro. Take that damage off.
Don't need them.
Take the heat off.
Don't need them, because all of Squirt Squashers have enough hit points to kind of soak up some damage, including from themselves, like Electabuzz.
Okay.
And I had four of each of these Pokemon in my deck. Hitmonchan, Magmar, Scyther, and Electabuzz. And then you just stack your deck with items, you know, like energy searches, energy retrievals.
So you You have fighting energy, you have fire, you have grass and lightning energy.
No grass, because the only thing grass is useful for is Swords Dance, but like Slash is like honestly a good enough move on its own that it was like, I don't mind keeping Scythers on the bench and like empowering them with random energy that I don't need elsewhere.
Yeah.
If I've got a Magmar or a Hitmonchan on the front lines and they're taking a lot of damage and I'm building up these Scythers in the back, then I can just swap in that Scyther and he's got three energy on him and he can just sit and do like slashes, you know, all day and all night. My deck was full of electric, fighting, and fire and colorless energy. And then just a ton of items designed for like moving that energy around or retrieving that energy or going into my deck and finding that energy or stripping my opponents of their energy.
So this is the Haymaker deck, basically. Is there a little that Michelangelo, that fucking Leonardo flair that you're adding to this?
Just sort of my own.
Where I'm just this white foundational fucking paint?
Just sort of my own creativity, I guess, you know? Like, would you ask Da Vinci what he contributed to the Sistine Chapel?
I see a Haymaker deck with a fun name on it.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what a Haymaker deck is.
All right.
But I do know that a Haymaker deck is this basic setup, which is these non-evolutionary lines.
Yeah.
Hitmonchan, Magmar, Lapras, Scyther, Electabuzz, Snorlax.
Jinx is probably in there.
All these big hitting Pokemon with a lot of HP that don't require evolutions.
Yeah.
My creativity came in picking which of those Pokemon to use.
Okay.
I chose these particular Pokemon because I wanted a good spread.
Okay.
I knew I was going into the Elite Four. I knew I was going into the Championship Cup. I knew I wouldn't want to fuck with my teams too much.
I get it. I get it. It's obviously a good combo. I just think, you know, in the beginning, man, you liked evolving Pokemon and then you get out there and the game changed you. And now you're just slinging out these...
The game changed me and it made me better.
Pokemon that everybody likes.
It made me better. I beat all four of the Grandmasters and I beat the Championship Cup several times with this deck.
Okay.
But, Josh...
Well, congrats.
I haven't lost my passion. I haven't lost my creative spark, Josh. Okay. Da Vinci didn't just do the Sistine Chapel. Was that Da Vinci?
Wasn't that Michelangelo? Jesus.
Michelangelo didn't just do the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, it's Michelangelo. I got it right.
That's what I said.
I said that.
He also did other shit. Like David.
Yeah, David I like.
He did David, right? Or was that...
I ain't no art historian. I'm a normal historian.
Wait, the Statue of David was Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Michelangelo didn't just do the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
He also did the Statue of David, and Squirt didn't just do Squirt Squashers.
Okay.
He had his own David.
And so...
His own masterpiece.
Squirt Squashers is the Sistine Chapel?
Squirt Squashers is the Sistine Chapel.
Okay.
And my other deck, it takes four to Tangela.
That's David.
Is my masterpiece. It's my David.
Okay.
Here's what it is.
Tell me about It Takes Four to Tangela.
I was just determined to do an all Tangela deck.
I am glad that you did complete that mission. Although I'm disappointed it's not the Spaghetti and Meatballs theme.
Remind me, that was Geodude and Tangela?
It was Geodude and Jigglypuff and Chansey and Execute.
No.
And Tangelas.
I wanted to keep it pure. So, wow. It Takes Four to Tangela is four Tangelas.
Wait, it's just four. You didn't even use the other four?
You can only add four of one card.
But there are two types of Tangelas.
Yeah, and I have a lot of each, but you can only add four Tangelas.
Oh, even if they're different levels?
Yeah, you can only add four.
Interesting. Okay.
So It Takes Four to Tangela is four Tangelas
yeah.
And two Dittos, which Ew. Are only there to transform into Tangelas, obviously, right?
Gross.
And then just a whole bunch of items to help me kind of like go and find Tangelas in my deck. A lot of computer searches, a lot of...
It's like Squirt Googling for affinity. All of his computer searches are just fur affinity. So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Ditto in this one. They turn into a Pokemon in your deck rather than the opposing Pokemon, because that's different.
Yes, 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 yes. That's how Dittos work in this. They have a move called Morph.
Okay.
Which costs either two or three energy. I can't remember.
Yeah, it takes three energy, and then it... For the rest of the game, you replace Ditto with a copy of a basic Pokemon card chosen at random from your deck. But
when if your deck only has one Pokemon card.
Yeah, okay.
Guess what? That Ditto is going to be a Tangela.
Jesus. Did you use the spaghetti and meatball style Tangela at least, where it's like all vines and then the eyes sticking out?
I did two of each.
Okay.
Which is why my two favorite Pokemon this week were Tangela level 8 and Tangela level 12, because I did use both. Here's what I'll say about this deck. It was my post-game deck. So I built this deck, and then I went to the Championship Cup and tried to do the Championship Cup with the It Takes Four to Tangela deck.
How did it go?
And it is trash. It's awful. It's a bad deck, and it's completely unplayable.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun.
Just totally unplayable. It's impossible to get the Tangelas out. It was like every time I started a new match, it would be like, Squirt has no usable Pokemon
on
their bench.
Yeah, I was about to say, you must have to shuffle like six times every time just to start a match, because it's like, Squirt has no usable Pokemon.
And then I would get one fucking Tangela out, which has like four hit points.
Yeah.
And then like some asshole would like do 40 damage and my Tangela would be dead. And it would be like, Squirt is out of bench Pokemon. It's completely unplayable, but I did love it. It was a lot of fun. I did beat a few games with it. Like, if you can
like
manage
scrubs
to, like...
or in the championship?
No, championship
in the challenge halls?
Yeah. If you can manage to get the Tangelas out
just
on
not
your
that
bench...
good. The most damage they could do is 20.
But you're, like, you're poisoning, you're paralyzing...
Yeah, they cause trouble.
Yeah, it's not a good deck. It takes four to Tangela, but at least I did it, you know?
I'm glad you did that. And that's a respete. That's a respete for you.
Joshua, those are our decks. Do we want to talk about the Grandmasters a little bit?
Yeah.
You go into the Pokemon Dome... You walk up to the door and it's like, are you sure you want to like take on the Grandmasters? It's like, yes. And then you walk in and it's like, you go up the stairs and it's like, are you sure you're totally ready to take on the Grandmasters?
And you know what? This reminds me of something that has been an issue this entire game. And it's similar to like that owl in Ocarina of Time.
Oh, yeah. The one where it's like,
Kepora Gebora.
You get through the dialogue, you're hammering A.
Yeah.
To get through the dialogue. Because
you don't give a shit what he has to say.
And then at the end, he's like, did you hear everything I had to say? And it defaults to no.
Yeah, and that's what this game does too. And it's for every trainer. So it's always like, oh, do you want to battle this person? And then it starts on no, and you go through all their shit. And then you hit no, and then you have to listen to it again. But you never learn a lesson. I don't learn a lesson.
Yeah.
I got rejected multiple times because I just said, no, I guess I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Not ready to do this
yet. I'm ready the whole time.
And it sucks even more in the Grandmaster Pokemon Dome because it's like a whole thing.
If you say no, they boot you out into the front and then you got to go through these doors and do the whole thing. Oh my God. It does have banging music again though, by the way.
Oh yeah, I actually did listen to the music this week. Internet is really bad in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And what that means is like Jamie and I can't watch a lot of the streaming shows we usually watch.
Oh my God.
So in the evenings after the boy goes down to bed, we'll like try to watch something on TV and it won't work. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to play Pokemon. And Jamie's like, okay, well, I'm just going to read. So we're sitting on the couch together. Last night, I was like, would it be cool if we just listen to this Pokemon music? And she was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was the soundtrack of our evening.
Oh, yeah. We got the same thing happening over here, too.
Yeah.
Bobby's been playing Call of Duty Warzone.
Such a bro.
Yeah, it's their, like,
Fortnite
clone.
I've played it. It's very fun.
And I am just sitting on the couch playing Pokemon, playing the music out loud, and it's been such a hit in this house that, like, we both are just humming the music constantly. The music in this game is, like, better than in the main games. And they have great music also.
I think I've said this before. They gotta sell it on vinyl. I'd buy that.
Somebody's gotta start remixing this into some lo-fi fucking beats to study and relax to, man.
Tell me about it.
So, you finally get through all these dialogue boxes. You jam to the music.
Okay.
You have to go in, you fight them one by one. You do get to also rearrange your deck in between each battle, and they each have a theme.
If you need to.
You didn't put that Tangela deck up against these people.
No.
That would be a disaster. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason that would be a disaster, and I would say my first battle with Courtney, who has the legendary Moltres deck, was a disaster, and I fought her probably, I think I got defeated like 8 times.
Yeah.
Because if you let her get these Moltres loose, there's no recovering.
Oh.
She's got at least 2 because there's like 2 different cards, but I think she has even more of them in her deck. They have this fucking ability, Fire Giver, the level 37 Moltres, which is like the promo card, the legendary card.
Yeah.
When you put Moltres into play during your turn, put 1 to 4 chosen at random fire energy cards from your deck into your hand. So when the Moltres comes out, it's bringing its own energy with it. And then its only move is Dive Bomb, and it's 3 fire, and it does 70 damage, and it's flip a coin. If tails, it does nothing.
Right.
But I don't know about you, but fucking Courtney was like on a tear. And any time this thing came out, it was a 100% hit rate.
I want to talk a second about RNG.
Okay.
Do you know what RNG means?
Random number generator. I know at this point.
Random number generator. And this game is heavily dependent on it. But the Virtual Console version of this game, there is a certain amount of RNG gaming you can do because of the save states.
Okay.
Shit like coin flips you can game because you can save state right before a coin flip and then do the coin flip. And if you don't like the outcome of the coin flip, restore your save.
Oh, that's save scumming, man. That is so shady.
Here's what I discovered this week about this game. It's Mayor Cheat.
You're admitting to Mayor
Cheat. No. The game is Mayor Cheat, Josh.
Because it gives you coin flips that you don't like?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know that that's how it works.
No. Josh, listen to this.
All right.
You're saying that she had a 100% hit rate, Courtney, with her Moltres?
Yeah.
The game fucking does that. If the game wants you to suffer, you'll fucking suffer.
I mean, I always assume that, but I don't know it's true.
Here's how I discovered it. I had Gamblers in my deck.
Oh, God.
Which, on a coin flip, will replace your entire hand with 8 cards or 1 card. If you get a heads, you get 8 cards. If you get a tails, you get 1 card.
Don't like it. I tried it out a little.
I saved state right before doing a Gambler coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Gambler coin flip and got tails, which replaced my entire hand with 1 card. And I thought, that's not what I wanted. So I reloaded the save state and flipped the coin again. Tails. Reloaded, flip, 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 tails. It's not a coin flip.
Yeah.
I did it maybe 40 times.
Jesus.
And it always gave me a tails every single time. So the game decides when it wants to give you a heads and when it wants to give you a tails on a coin flip.
This is interesting. Alleging that the game is Mayor Cheat. That's a new one.
The game is Mayor Cheat.
Kind of like calling democracy being rigged.
I discovered that the game is Mayor Cheat by doing some
arguably mayor
cheat tactics of my own.
Yeah.
But still, like, whatever. Like, maybe I've uncovered the ends justify the means in this case, right? Because I've discovered that the game is Mayor Cheat.
Okay.
And that's why you had such a hard time against Courtney's Moltres.
I hated it.
I hated it too.
I just retooled my Watergate deck to be almost all water and electric.
It sucks, and it's why you need energy removals too.
And yeah, that's when I learned the value of energy removals.
You just got to strip these fucking Moltres and Articunos of their energy so that they can't do these like devastating super moves against you.
And how'd you fare with her?
Fine. I did fine against her.
Okay.
My sweet boys, Hitmonchan, Magmar, Scyther, and Electabuzz all did fine against her.
Yeah.
I think Electabuzz did really well. If I see a wing on a Pokemon, I'm like, let's get Electabuzz in here.
Yeah.
I will say this, at the end of the battle with Courtney, you do win her legendary card.
Yeah, that Moltres that I hate so much.
It sucks. It's ugly and it sucks and it's my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week. Because it looks like a fucking rubber chicken. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It's like in this like dumb pose and you can just kind of see its dumb little chicken leg. It looks like a rubber chicken.
It's like that Pokemon Snap Moltres also. Where it's like, why do you look like a fucking loser, like wimp?
It's not even like covered in flames. It just looks like a naked bird, you know?
Yeah.
With like some flames on it. Moltres should be like this like
glorious of, like, phoenix.
Rolling flames, you know? And it's just like this yellow bird with some flames on it. It sucks.
It does look like one of those joke rubber chickens.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so dumb looking. It's my You Made Me Barf Pokemon of the Week.
Ugh.
Onward from Courtney to Steve, the electric type grandmaster. I think Steve was the easiest one. I maybe even beat Steve on like a bench Pokemon win, you know?
Yeah.
I beat his Pikachu in 2 hits and he was like, well, Steve's out of usable Pokemon. So Steve was no issue for me.
Steve was a joke. He has the legendary Zapdos deck. Legendary Zapdos is like awful. Just awful.
All the legendary cards, with the exception of Dragonite,
yeah,
were kind of trash.
Overall, they're bad. I like the Dragonite a little bit. I think it has some use. The Zapdos, though, is awful. The one that he uses in particular, Big Thunder is its one move. And it's 3 lightning. Choose a Pokemon other than Zapdos at random. Any Pokemon. And it does 70 damage to that Pokemon. As soon as he brought this Zapdos out, I won, basically. Because he killed his entire bench. And then I'm just sitting there whittling away at the front Zapdos. And by the time he'd murdered his back bench, then I just murdered his Zapdos.
It's stupid.
Big Thunder.
It's a dumb move.
Big Trash.
Big Trash.
God.
Big Steve, Big Trash.
Yeah.
Jack is the third Grandmaster who deploys Articunos liberally.
Yeah.
I will say Articunos gave me a little trouble. Every iteration of Articuno is pretty tough, but they're so expensive to run because you have to have 4 water energy on Articunos to make them do anything. That's so expensive in this game.
Because it can't do anything until it has 3.
Right.
I did like Jack's look, by the way. He's got like a futuristic, like English gentleman thing going on. He's got like a monocle and this like old timey mustache. And he's always like,
he's sort of like a handsome, like put together older man.
And he's like, oh, I can't wait to duel with you. And he brings out all these like Articunos.
Yeah.
I took him down on my first try because I, at that point, had brought in electric Pokemon.
Yeah.
Lightning Pokemon.
Electabuzz definitely helped me get through the Jack battle fairly quickly.
So, Jack, yeah. Jack shit.
Jack shit. And then there's Rob.
Yeah.
Rob's thing is...
he's got the legendary Dragonite.
Which is a handsome little card.
Oh, it's very handsome.
I mean, he's kind of a dragon dude.
He's very Lance style. They always have to have this.
He's got a cape, yeah.
Apparently, even in the knockoff game.
He's got a cape. He's got a bisexual energy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got lots of dragons, including...
some would say this is when Joshua had his first tingling of a sexual awakening with the rod here. With rod in a couple of different ways.
I thought you'd never played this game before.
Joshua the character, because this is the prequel.
Yeah.
Come on. You gotta keep track of the timelines.
It's confusing that your character's name is also your name.
Yeah.
This dude, he's just kind of set up to do dragon shit. He's got the Charmander line. He's got Magikarp and Gyarados. He's got the Dratini, Dragonair, Dragonite line.
Yeah.
And then inexplicably, a couple of Kangaskhans and a couple of Lapras's too.
Yeah, they're kind of there to soak.
I guess Lapras is kind of dragon-like.
You know, Lapras is sort of a Loch Ness monster, I think.
And then if you beat him, he gives you the level 41?
Level 41 Dragonite.
Dragonite, which is a nice little card.
And it was Joshy's sweetie.
Ah.
I love that card.
It's kind of a fun card to play, too.
It's fun. It's got a Pokemon power called Healing Wind. And when it comes out, it just removes 20 damage counters from all of your Pokemon. And then it's got Slam. And Slam is like pretty hit or miss, like it is in the video game, where it's three colorless and flip two coins, and then it does 30 damage times the number of heads. But Dragonite has 100 hit points.
Hoss.
So like with the heal, it's kind of just like, well, why wouldn't you fling it out? And I did have a Dragonite in my Power Fiel Joshua deck as well. Because it's just kind of like, I don't know, if you get it, that can be potentially a saving grace.
Yeah.
And it's also got a fucking good look. It's vibing. It's just like vibing, dancing, kind of like a hula style, like a chill.
He's just living his fucking life.
And I really like that. And this also means Dragonite is officially a sweetie, by the way.
Oh, nice.
He was not on the list previously, and that was a...
I love that.
That was a mistake. That whole line is now in the sweetie list.
I love that. After you beat Rod, Ronald comes out, and he's just like, it's me, Weasley Ronald.
Ugh, face and me. And he's legendary Ronald now.
And he's got his legendary Ronald deck.
God, this fucking guy.
Legendary Ronald. Ugh, so stupid.
So he's running like, I don't know what the hell was going on with this deck. I honestly don't remember it.
I seem to remember it was mostly Eevee shit. Like when I fought him, it was like a lot of Eevees.
Yeah, he has a bunch of Eevees. That's right. His whole thing is like trying to get Eevee evolutions out.
Which is just like...
And it did not work.
It's a bad strategy.
It did not work at all.
This is your legendary deck, Ronald?
Go back to powerful.
I beat him, no problem. And then that's the end of the game, Joshua. Except after you beat the Elite Four.
Yeah.
And you save and reload at random. You can go and take on the Championship Cup at the...
Challenge Hall.
The Challenge Hall.
Yeah.
Which is three random members that you faced off before from the game, back to back, with the opportunity to edit and alter your deck between them. And then once you win against all three of them, four prize challenges, each of them.
Okay.
Once you win against them, you get a random promotional card from the promotional card deck.
Right.
Which is how I managed to accumulate some of the cards we missed along the way.
Okay, and that is how you would get those other Mewtwos and Surfing Pikachus. And
yep.
Okay.
So I got a good number of those. I played through the Championship Cup several times. You have to do a little bit of save scumming where it's like, my strategy was to go to the Pokemon Dome and sit in the lobby and save a diary entry there.
Okay.
And then use the like bottom screen of the 2DS to reset the game.
Right.
And load my save and then walk up to the Championship Hall. And when you enter the Championship Hall, it'll either be one guy there who's like, man, what a great championship match we just had. Can't wait for the next one.
It's the only guy I know.
Or it'll be two women there who are like, congratulations, you've found us.
Okay.
So you just kind of keep resetting the game and reloading your save file until you get the two women. And then you battle.
I guess I just didn't do it enough because I was willing to save scum for this part because I just wanted to have the experience, but I never got it to trigger, man.
It's honestly, it was totally random. Sometimes it would be like 20 times in a row of reloading the game where the women weren't there. And sometimes I would get the women like back to back.
I did not get that to trigger. I still am going to try just because I want to see it. But in that process of save scumming, apparently, that is also what gets
Imakuni
to come out. And I fought him two more times, and I did get his card. at least.
Oh, nice. I don't have Imakuni's card.
I got his fucking bullshit card. Imakuni?
The other thing you can do once you beat the Grandmasters is Dr. Mason turns on a machine in her lab, which is right behind her in her lab.
Yeah.
And it's called like the battle deck machine or something like that. And the way it works is you walk up to it and you activate it and it starts a random battle with four random members from across the game and one grand champion.
Interesting.
That you have to do all five battles back to back without editing your deck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's random. So it's like, it could be like a psychic and a fire and a plant and then like another fire and a plant and then the grand champion.
That's interesting. It's a little fun.
You do it and it's a fucking slog because it's five trainers in a row. And then at the end, when you've won, which I did win, you know what you get as a prize?
Promo card?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You get nothing.
How is it nothing for that, which is arguably a bigger challenge than all that other shit?
I beat this fucking thing and I took on Jack with his fucking Articunos as part of Dr. Mason's bad battle machine bullshit.
It's like busted. After you win all the battles, you're like slamming on the side of it. You're like, where's my prize?
Where's my prize? And they just, I guess I should check my mail. Maybe Dr. Mason sent me something.
Be weird because she's right there.
It sucked. Don't do this. Don't do this. If you're listening to this and you're loving this game and you're going to keep playing some of the endgame content, don't do the bad battle machine in Dr. Mason's lab because it sucks.
Yeah.
Just go do the championship cup.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
But that's it, Joshua. That's the Pokemon trading card game video game for Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
We did it.
That's the game.
4 weeks.
Pretty good. I think I sunk like 30 hours into that, and we thought it was going to be like 15.
I loved it. I had so much fun with it.
It's a great game, and I think we've seen with like the response on our Twitter and Instagram that you should follow at @expsharepod. People love this game, and I'm upset that I slept on it as a kid. And one of the, actually, I'll call this out. I think I wrote this down. Because I've been obsessed with this idea ever since. @itero tweeted at us that it should be a Pokemon main game side quest like Gwent is
Gwent.
Witcher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's such a good idea. Yeah. I'd love to have a fucking just a casual like collect cards side quest in these games, and it would extend the gameplay so much.
It'd be such a blast. Yeah, that's such a good idea.
Ugh.
You should get a job at Pokemon Company, Itero, or whatever your name is.
Yeah. And I do think with a little more pushing and the quarantine coming down, it's going to be hard to not get into a little more trading card game battling.
I would love to. Joshua, we beat the Pokemon trading card game, video game for Pokemon Color, trading card color Game Boy this week.
Game for Game Boy Color.
Next week, we will be starting our journey in Gen 3 with Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire.
We're headed to Hoenn.
We're headed to Hoenn.
Yeah.
A couple of bros, Hoenn and Hoenn.
How about that?
That's good.
I'm
looking forward to that. I've got a character developed that I think you're going to find quite irritating.
I don't really think you're gonna find mine very alluring either.
Perfect.
And before then, we actually have a surprise too that we just recorded. We're gonna have a bonus episode for you this Friday.
Yes.
You will still find the season 3 premiere next Tuesday, but this Friday, Tanner and I managed to bring in our friend of the pod, David Sims of Blank Check, to settle some scores from Gen 2.
Yep.
And we recorded that via Pokemon Showdown.
Yep.
And we're going to have some bonus content for you this Friday.
This Friday, you can listen to us battle David and see who is the grand Pokemon champion of all time. And it could be any of us.
We're not going to say.
It's not me.
Oh, and I got one other thing.
Ooh, tell me.
The fine folks over at PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast, asked us to come on, do an interview for a series they call PokeSports Plus, where we talked about our impressions of the first two gens and what we're looking forward to in Gen 3, and played a little trivia game called Dexit, where we have to guess Pokemon based on their Pokedex entry.
Yeah.
That was something I was especially into. So definitely go give that a listen. It should be the 29th episode. It's from May 25th.
Yep.
So you can put that on right after this. And definitely give PokeSports a follow, subscribe, and check it out. It's a great show. If we're using trading card game lingo, we're two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. I'll see you next week, Joshua, when we take on Gym 1 of Ruby and Sapphire. Until then, please rate and review and subscribe everywhere you can do that stuff.
Yeah.
It really does mean a lot. I know we say that every week, but like, pay attention this week because it actually is super helpful. So please go and do that stuff for us.
Good ratings. 5-star ratings. I saw ratings. We have a couple of fours now.
Okay.
That's got a couple
allowed.
Of ones.
That's actually
also
not allowed. Oh, and that's really not allowed.
I didn't love the ones.
Yeah.
No explanation for that.
Yeah.
Give us some commentary of what we can improve.
Or don't. Or just rate us 5.
Rate
you know
us
what?
Five.
I'm happy for you to give us commentary on what we can improve, but do it with a 5-star rating.
That's the real team player way to do it.
I am Char Tanner and friends, a.k.a. Tanner Greenring. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Double Colorless, and Josh, a.k.a. Josh Fjellstad. Joshua, goodbye.
Smell ya later. Smell ya in Hoenn.
Smell ya in Hoenn.
Ima Kuni?